your dial out, dear monitor. Lean back and stay a while now, dear monitor.
H. Morgan for Monitor. Dagmar's going to be our guest in a few minutes, and you've never heard Dagmar play a blue kazoo, but you're going to. The kazoo is sort of a clue to what Dagmar's been doing lately. And she's been doing it at home, so guess you'd call it domestic, not foreign intrigue. Oh, boy. Herb Alpert first with the theme from Casino Royale.
How about that place?
Doesn't look so hot to me either.
Well, why don't you pick one,
Dad? Why didn't you ask somebody? If you had asked somebody, I wouldn't be sitting here starving.
I'm trying to the next time you plan a trip, stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide to take along with you. The mobile travel guide lists restaurants, motels, and hotels all across the country and gives each one an honest rating based on an actual inspection by a hard-to-please mobile travel guide inspector. So you know just what to expect when you get there.
It's about time.
Dagmar, whom we've not seen for a while, has a new image and a new career. Guess what? She's the first female author of a spy novel featuring a female James Bond type in the likeness of the author herself. The title of the book is The Spy with the Blue Kazoo. That's some tiger got there, Dagmar. Tell me, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
What started you on writing?
Well, I happened to be out in California, you see, which is kind of unusual in itself. And I ran into Milton Shapiro and Walter Zacharias, who is the publisher of Lancer Books. They said to me, they came to see me in The Women. I was doing The Women last summer.
Mm.
And they came to see me, and they said, how would you like to write a book? I didn't do anything about it. In January, I was in Chicago when they had their big snowstorm. I ran into them again. What else are you going to do in Chicago when there's a big snowstorm but talk about a book?
Now, these two men walk up and down in snowstorms?
Right. In snowstorms, I found them in the snowbank. No, I run into them. They asked me what I thought, and I said, well, I will do the book for you. So I got out my tape recorder, and I started talking. Of course, you know I don't talk much, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking since January. I'm not even hoarse, if you notice.
January
didn't bother
what?
Me a bit.
January of what year?
Of this year.
I see.
Of this year, honey. And I started talking to the tape recorder, and then when I would send them a tape, they'd type it up. I am a good typist, but I figured I'd spell things wrong, you know. And so then they did that, and then we edited it, and here it is. It's on sale right now. And it's cute. The Spy of the Blue Kazoo. You see, a lot of people don't know what a kazoo is. I don't know if you know that or not.
It's a little tin thing that you sort of hum through.
Well, you know that, but a lot of people don't.
Really?
Oh, you can play tunes on it and everything. What's your favorite? I'll hum something.
Well, it's a little patriotic thing called For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. That's perfectly all right. I happen to know that nobody owns the copyright to that, so we won't have any trouble clearing it.
Well, I'll play something else.
Seriously, is the kazoo relevant in the story?
Very.
Let's talk about the book a minute, huh? Okay. The heroine, Regina Blue, international singer and entertainer. Is that anything like you?
That's me.
Mm-hmm. So here's Regina Blue, international singer and entertainer, and she gets involved in all sorts of trouble and intrigue, and then it says she's going to save the world from a dangerous love disease. And the disease is the aphroditic plague?
Right.
Would you like to tell anybody anything?
Well, now
would
everybody
you,
knows
could
what...
Could you tell anybody
well,
about
well, of
that.
Course, everybody knows what a plague is.
Yes,
and
true.
I thought that sounded like a good word.
Yeah?
You know, you can say the black plague. There's a lot of kind of plagues.
Well, Aphrodite was the goddess of love, I guess.
Of course.
One of them.
Well, you see how you know all these things, Henry? I figured you'd figure it out. I
haven't even read the book.
I know. Well, you see, you're sharp. But anyway, the plague. Now, it does figure very much in this book, but I can't tell too much about it. I don't want to give the plot away.
But you can't tell me what the Blue Queen, Regina...
Well, yes, well, you know, you play chess.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, you can put a Blue Queen in the middle of a chessboard, and she can go to either side, which figures in the book, because I'm really for America, but you're not sure... Well, I shouldn't get... See, I've given all the plots away, Henry.
You think you gave me part of the plot there?
You don't think I did? Well, anyway, I can work for a lot of different organizations, you see. I have to in my book.
Well, Dagmar, I understand that spies are supposed to be sort of inconspicuous.
I am. I always wear blue, but I'm always working in these clubs, honey.
I see. You're hidden because you're right out there in public and
right.
Nobody would suspect that you're a spy.
That's right.
That's the old Edgar Allan Poe thing.
You know, go right out in front and they don't suspect you.
Of course.
That's what I figured.
Well,
I'm glad you like that.
I like the title, too.
I think the title's adorable.
The Spy with the Blue Kazoo.
Right. Lancer Books is on sale now, and I suggest everybody gets one.
You've taken an awful lot of words out of my mouth.
Why, was you going to say something? Oh,
I'm trying to get the end of this.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I was going to do is say, Dagmar, it's good to see you, which it is.
Thank you.
Good luck with You Know What. And if it makes a bestseller, and you do make it into a movie, and you star in it, and there is a part for You Know Whom.
Right.
I'll be doubly glad to see you again.
I think you'd make a divine spy. I have a feeling you've been a spy all these years.
I'm feeling sneakier every minute.
You'd make a great spy. I tell you, there's two or three people in here that you'd fit in that category.
Good.
You may be the head one.
Goodbye.
But no, I don't want one where you get killed. You know, I like to pick one up where your part would be longer.
Goodbye.
Oh, don't you want to... Are we going to finish now? Is that all the time we have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Henry, I haven't even told you how good you look.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Folks, hello out there, everybody. And goodbye, everybody. I love you all, and I hope you enjoy the book. And Henry, it's been divine seeing you.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
A bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer, you'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for operator 25. 17 minutes past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon. 3 minutes from now on monitor, sports. How to take a high-flying vacation. And we do mean in a plane. Marilyn May here, new song for the campus crowd.
When we all get together in the fall, will I still be the love that you will be known to my own.
Excedrin headache number 31. The new suit.
How do you like my new suit?
Hey, that's a beauty.
Isn't it lovely?
Gee, that's lovely.
You're lying to me, aren't you?
No, I like the suit. You want me to say I hate the suit?
Oh, now you admit it.
You feel guilty that you bought the suit. You want me to take it back. You're putting the responsibility on me. Uh-uh. I like the suit. Now what? You're taking aspirin, right?
This is Excedrin.
No, you have a headache?
An Excedrin headache. Now,
if you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything less than Excedrin? The extra strength pain reliever.
In one moment, an offbeat, relatively inexpensive way to spend your vacation. Monitor Sports is brought to you by RCA Victor. This year, give the gift that keeps on giving. RCA Victor.
It's the sentimental season. The gift-giving season for moms, dads, brides, and grads. Time to give an RCA Victor gift. The gift that keeps on giving. For a mom, there's the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. A truly portable set that can be carried from room to room. For Dad, there's the latest idea in transistor radios, the RCA Victor beanbag, weighted on the bottom to stay put anywhere. That lovely bride is sure to love an RCA Victor swingline portable stereo, while every grad will go for the exciting new RCA Victor Minikin, a portable black and white TV that works on battery or house current. Yes, RCA Victor gifts are just right for the sentimental season. See the wide variety of gifts at your RCA Victor dealers. Everything from color TV to tape recorders. This year, give the gift that keeps on giving from RCA Victor.
If you're planning a vacation, have you considered flying to your destination in a small plane? That's the substance of an article in Field & Stream magazine written by managing editor Claire Conley, who says, perhaps it's time to consider getting your own wings. A report from Monitor's Charlie Holmes.
Claire Conley, suppose I want to go on a weekend camping trip by small plane. How far can I go?
Well, of course, it depends on the speed of your airplane, but comfortably you can go 500 miles. You might go 750 even from the New York area. Virginia's easy to reach.
What is the cruising speed of the average plane?
Well, they run about 120 to 160 on the average plane. And there are slower and faster planes, though.
So it would take me how long to get to Virginia, say?
Virginia? Well, in my plane, which gets about 140 miles an hour, 145, I can make it in 4 hours to the southern border of Virginia.
Well, now, can you take much gear along?
Well, it depends on how much weight your plane can carry and how many people you have. I've made trips with two people and had unlimited amount of weight and space to put things, more than I really needed. If I had four people, I would have to be concerned with how much baggage I could carry.
I think cost would be important to anybody who wants to take a flying vacation or a flying weekend to fish or hunt or camp or whatever they'd like to do. How does that work out if you're going to fly an airplane somewhere?
Actually, planes are priced out by the hour, and my cost per hour is about $16 per hour, so that it works out pretty close, 10, 11 cents a mile.
Why do you work it out by the hour instead of the mile?
Well, of course, a plane is affected by wind and a car isn't, so that I could make less than that or I could make more than that. And this is what you would average out as an example by the hour.
Is there a way for a group to rent a ship, let's say four men or a family of four wants to go camping and they want to go by plane and the father of the family can fly?
Well, even if they just want to travel for a vacation, say to Florida and back, a family of four can rent a plane at most airports around here. I keep mine at Morristown and they rent planes comparable to mine and better. It's possible for a family to rent a plane like that, have it out for a week and do it at a reasonable price. It's usually more than if you owned your own plane, but all things considered, that's still possible to rent a plane and use it like you would a car.
Why is private flying by small plane? I think they call it general aircraft, don't they, as opposed to commercial?
Well, they speak of it as general aviation. Mm-hmm. And general aviation is roughly all the flying that is not commercial, as commercial carriers, cargo and passenger and that sort of thing. Mm. It's all the other types of flying, including corporate flying.
Now, why has this become so popular, particularly with fishermen and hunters and campers?
Well, today we are forced into a situation of having crowded highways, extensive metropolitan areas that are hard to escape from. A plane, once you're in the air, in spite of all the talk about crowding, it really isn't that bad. You can be gone, as I said, and be in Virginia in 4 hours. Now, compare that with how far you can drive in 4 hours, and you can see why it's becoming popular. You can travel, and you can be away in a very short time.
Thank you, Claire Connolly, managing editor of Field and Stream, for telling us about the flying vacation or weekend an outdoorsman can enjoy. Come back again, Claire, won't you?
Thank you, Charlie. I'd love to.
This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor Sports.
Here's a story from behind the scenes of last Wednesday's Indianapolis 500. When A.J. Foyt's winning car rolled out on the speedway, his crew had given him every possible edge. And high on the list of priorities was Wynn's radiator's stop leak. You see, a driver has to be concerned with his car's cooling system when planning to go flat out for 500 miles. Pressures build up that could cause leaks, put a car out of the race. But Wynn's seals leaks and keeps them sealed. So A.J. Foyt relied on Wynn's radiator stop leak to avoid trouble in the cooling system. Protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It's guaranteed to work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. One of the many keep your car going strong products from Wynn's. Parnell's Sunrise Serenade, which reminds me of what may be one of man's minor but most annoying frustrations, trying to set his sundial to daylight saving time. Sounds like a joke, but it isn't. We'll be back. You folks in Louisville, Kentucky, have your radio dials on WAVE.
John Kenneth Galbraith, National Chairman of Americans for Democratic Action, will meet the press today on the NBC radio network. Treat that's hard to beat. Melted cheese on Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun. But if you want to feel great, feel strong and really bubble, ask the man for Wetson's cheeseburger double. It's great. Now here's the facts real straight. 2 government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection on a toasted bun and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety smooth cheese. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetson's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown French fried potatoes, Wetson's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In Valley Stream, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 130 East Sunrise Highway. In Commack, Long Island, there's a Wetson's on Jericho Turnpike opposite Gimbel's at the Mayfair Shopping Center. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. 83 degrees and sunny in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
Name of this is Beautiful in the Rain, and it's by Tony Hatch.
Thank you.
Monitor for the first weekend of June. Busting out all over the place with some of my... Busting inward. Knocked out three of my teeth. Anyway, it's sort of summary, and we're going to hear how you can take your fishing vacation on a seagoing hotel. A fisherman we know told us about a sign he saw the other day at a place called Rouse's Point, New York. The sign said, worms, 1 cent each. No dealers. Petula Clark, don't sleep in the subway.
You wander around on your own, little cloud, when you don't see the why or the wherefore. You walk out on me when we both disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for.
Leonard?
Yes?
I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet tractor owners.
Come in, dear boy. That cadet's a jewel. Not a toy, but a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Right, and it gives you lots more free time, right?
Oh, indeed. Mows, tows, works my garden. I have the large one, you know. 12 horsepower.
Good. What do you do with all your extra free time, Mr. Leonard?
You may have noticed it's frightfully warm in here.
Yeah?
That's because I raise tropical plants. Like this lovely brute.
Beautiful. What's it called?
I call him Manny. Not too close there, Mr. Surveyman. Oh, Manny. You know gulping your food gives you indigestion.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International Rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for Operator 25. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Brought to you by DuPont Stren, fluorescent monofilament fishing line. You see it. Fish miss it.
You know, I have a vague suspicion that one day they're going to pass laws against Stren. This is that fantastic new fluorescent line by DuPont. I mean, it's just absolutely murder on fish. And why? Well, let's pretend here for a couple of seconds that you're how about a bluegill, okay? All right, you're a bluegill. You're lying down there in the weed bed. You're getting a little hungry. You look up and you see what looks like a cricket moving across the surface of the water there. You move upwards, pow! And 15 minutes later, it's nothing but breadcrumbs and butter. Well, the reason that you made that fatal mistake was because attached to that cricket was Strand by DuPont, the fluorescent line. And the fisherman who was using it was again showing that he was a fine fisherman by picking Strand. S-T-R-E-N. The greatest there is. It's a fine line.
Out west, where they have everything, they also have houseboats that have been converted into hotels for vacationing fisher folk who don't want to waste time sailing to and from the fishing grounds every day. A man who knows all about them is John Gartner of Newport Beach, California, editor of Western Outdoors and dean of America's Outdoor Writers. Monitor reporter Russ Porter asked him what those seagoing hotels are like.
They're old, 30, 35 feet long. They look like a trailer inside. They're powered with an outboard motor or with an inboard outboard, and they have all the facilities, and you can go out. I've been in them a number of times. It's a lot of fun.
How expensive are they?
Well, they're relatively expensive, but if you have a group, why, it doesn't amount to so much. They'll run roughly $100 to $150 a week, but they'll take six people.
Are they safe for children?
Oh, yes. They're practically unsinkable. They're most of them built on pontoons, which are also in segments, each one a watertight compartment in itself, and they're broad, and they're very stable and very safe.
John Gardner, Dean of America's Outdoor Writers, if there's one word of advice that you could give to people who have never fished before, what would that word be?
That word would be to find someone who knows how to fish, is a fisherman, and is willing to take you and teach you. Too many people attempt to go fishing on their own. They know nothing about it. They're not successful, and they lose interest. A good teacher, and you'll be able to find one in your among your friends, will do the job, and you'll be a fisherman then for life. I've converted a number of them.
Bet you have. John, what's the funniest saltwater fishing story you've ever heard? I'm sure you've heard them all.
Well, I've heard a lot of them, but I think the funniest one is a sort of a salt-freshwater combination. It occurred at the mouth of the Rogue River in Oregon, near Gold Beach. It was told to me by Joe Seidel, who was the operator of a resort there for a number of years. It happened that on one Sunday, a man and his wife apparently just came from church and rented a boat and went out trolling for salmon in the bay. They had their Sunday water meeting clothes on, and but still they wanted to go fishing. It so happens that the man got a good strike, a real good fish, got him up to the boat, and asked his wife to net the fish. Well, his wife apparently was not too experienced, and in attempting to net the fish, all she did was knock it off the hook. The man was so exasperated that he took his rod and slapped her over the back, and into the water she went, and Joe had to come out with his boat to get her out. And the funniest part is that the next day they were out there fishing again.
Yes, and maybe they were fishing for the last time. The storyteller was John Gartner, Dean of America's Outdoor Writers, and this is Lindsay Nelson. Now this word for DuPont Stren.
Here's a great Father's Day gift for a fishing father. Stren, fluorescent monofilament fishing line by DuPont. Stren is easy for fishermen to see because it glows soft blue. But to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Stren is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. Stren has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. A fine Father's Day gift for any fisherman. Buy Stren fluorescent monofilament fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, a regular feature, was brought to you by DuPont Stren. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Oh, you got Monitor on the line and Morgan. So forget it if you're trying to get Gladys and dialed the wrong number.
Hello, Gladys. Guess what? Before my husband left for work, he kissed me. The first time ever. No, the same old house coat. My toothpaste. Well, I've changed to Ultra Bright. That's it. The Ultra Bright toothpaste. It's true. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright turns off bad breath, turns on the brightest smile, gives your mouth sex appeal. New kicky tasting Ultra Bright.
Bad news on a trip. It means you'll have to blow money on a new tire that you'd planned to spend on fun. But a ruined tire doesn't have to ruin your vacation. With a mobile credit card, you can charge a tire, battery, or other emergency repairs at 26,000 mobile stations and keep your cash for what you saved it for. Fun. For an application for a mobile credit card, just pull into any mobile station and relax.
Monitors ring around the world. In 1 minute, a report from Saigon on the retaliatory escalation of the war by the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese. First this. Unless you're the wife of a millionaire, you can't buy a new dress every time you go out. But you can feel like it. Next time you have things to be dry cleaned, try Martinizing.
Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing. Your clothes will be fresh, clean, look new again with Martinizing. Safe, odorless, gentle, professional care. Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing. Dry cleaning.
Now, David Barrington.
Viet Cong firepower has undergone a revolution. There are no significant shortages in spite of American efforts to slow down infiltration. More sensational is the new Russian effort in South Vietnam. Russia, for the first time, is supplying the Viet Cong with its current family of rockets. The first was the 140-millimeter rocket, employed initially against the Da Nang Air Base late last February. Now there's conclusive evidence that two other types of new Russian rockets are being used by the enemy. But the discovery is so recent that details are still classified. The enemy's escalation in quality is less obvious, but probably almost as significant in other areas. Not long ago, the Viet Cong frequently jabbed a needle into a fresh coconut and allowed the milk to flow into the veins of a wounded soldier to replace lost blood. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. These are only a few examples of a vastly improved enemy war capability. A modernization that's expected to continue in a determined effort to keep pace with the American buildup. This is David Burrington, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring around the world. Another monitor close-up of people and events in other countries. This report also brought to you by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster.
A guy calls me up at home one day and says, Phil, before I insure my car with State Farm Mutual, I want to know, did you say State Farm could help me out whenever I run into trouble or wherever I run into trouble? I said, friend, State Farm will help you out whenever and wherever. Because no matter where or when you have an accident, there'll be some 13,000 State Farm agents and claim representatives at your disposal. He said, crazy. How many will be at my accident?
If you want to set your sundials, to daylight time, of course, it's 6 minutes before the hour. Now, a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Sparkling champagne is like nothing else you ever tasted, except champagne. Champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Sparkling champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Good old monitor theme. If you didn't recognize it, don't feel too bad. How do you think you'd feel if you were a hippie and you called your grocer and he started singing, Yes, We Have No Bananas? You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning.
Think about air conditioning your entire house with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of
free estimate. See the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
News coming up on the hour. This is Mr. Morgan.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
TWA flies the most nonstop jets to St. Louis, 8 a day from early morning to late evening. For St. Louis, call TWA. Heard the latest? Now you can get Schaefer in a big new 16-ounce party bottle with a beautiful new tapered shape and an easy-to-open twist cap. Best of all, these no-deposit party bottles come in a thrifty new 4-pack, easy to carry and easy to store. So pick up 4-packs of Schaefer's new half-quart party bottles.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Down city streets, country lanes, and busy highways, Big Town USA is on the move with people. And WNBC, the voice of Big Town, brings you the sound of Big Town people on the move.
If you'd like Brad Crandall's good opinion, call him at Plaza 7-8866, weeknights at 9. WNBC, New York.